Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Silent book clubs are popping up all over the world, including right here in Milwaukee. But what exactly are they? WUWM's Excret Nunez and Mayan Silver stopped by a silent book club in Bayview to find out.
Walk into Component Brewing Company on a weeknight, and you'll hear the sounds of a typical bar. The bartender is slinging snifters filled with IPAs and lagers to people sitting around and talking on tall orange bar stools. Garage punk lilts in the background.
But look a little closer, and you'll see a smattering of others silently reading, spaced around the room. Some have their eyes buried in ebooks, others are looking at paperbacks or hardcovers. Many of them are strangers, and they're each reading something different.
What am I reading? I'm reading Moby Dick.
I'm reading Parable of the Talents.
Tim Sense and Jacob Anderson are sitting at the same long wooden table. They're here for Silent Book Club, and they're trying to figure out whether they've met before.
Were you reading The Silmarillion last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did
meet the first time I came. We met, yeah.
A silent book club gives readers a chance to be social, but it unfolds a bit differently than in a traditional book club. First of all, you don't have to read the same book. Silent book club also happens in a public place instead of someone's home. Think coffee shop or bar. The first hour usually involves some on-scene solo reading of a book of your choosing. The second part of the night is when you vibe with other readers. Here's book club goer Tim Sense.
Well, we generally, and this isn't really structured, it's just kind of how it happens, we generally sort of just ask each other, what are you reading? And we present a book, and generally people kind of chime in if they've heard of it or if they've read it.
The whole meeting usually lasts about 2 hours and takes place once a month, usually on Tuesdays at various locations. And you can join in on any or all of it, says Meredith Klusman, the curator of Milwaukee's Silent Book Club chapter.
This takes that pressure away and allows people the freedom to come and read the whole time, and nobody's going to bat an eye at you. You can come and read for 5 minutes and then be like, I'm not feeling it today. I just want to hang out and talk. And people will absolutely dive into that too. Because the core, for me at least, is to create those connections, especially as a transplant to Milwaukee. That's really what drove me to want to do it in the first place.
Klusman's Milwaukee chapter isn't alone. Silent book clubs are popping up everywhere. According to the Silent Book Club website, there are over 1,400 chapters in 54 countries. Klusman says she got the idea from TikTok and started Milwaukee's first chapter in the summer of 2023. I asked her about how popular it's become.
I saw the Facebook page. Almost 900 people.
I don't promote it at all. I made the page and I like sent it to my 5 cousins that live in Milwaukee and was like, all right. And I'm assuming that other people saw the social media posts that I saw on TikTok or whatever and were like, hey, let's check it out.
Anderson, one of the readers who showed up tonight, says he appreciates turning reading from something you do by yourself to something social.
People who are willing to go and read a book in public silently are usually like-minded people, so...
He also says he just likes to experience new things.
Sometimes days can blend together. They don't when I do a silent book club day.
As the first hour of reading winds down, more people join Anderson, Sense, and Klusman at the table to discuss their books. One person is reading Sherlock Holmes, which sparks some conversation.
A symbolized language and figure out...
Wow. Like the answer to the mystery is actually in the reading?
If you can decode... That's what I remember. I know, maybe...
Klusman, the organizer, says the community aspect of the club is important to her, especially during the times we're living in.
I feel like the world can be a very divisive place, especially within the last couple of years. I feel like as much as we try to move with empathy and embrace uniqueness and diversity, that's very clearly not the MO of everybody in the world. So it's really important to me to foster an environment that's inclusive of everyone.
Thankfully, to no one's surprise, readers make wonderful customers. Component Brewing bartender Casey Sams is all for normalizing reading at a bar, or in any public place, really. and he has something to say to anyone who thinks it may be weird to do so.
First of all, book readers are not weirdos. Let's make sure we let everyone know that. But yes, I agree with having the community part, because how I might interpret what I'm reading could be totally different than what you're interpreting. You know, you get some good conversations and maybe you learn something new.
As the vibe at Component Brewing Company shifts from punk rock silent reading to its themed trivia night, Klusman starts thinking about the next silent book club meeting. She says anyone is welcome to come turn the page with them or with the second chapter of the club that recently opened up in the Milwaukee area. It's a moment to drink, read, and be social.
That was WUWM's X Grit Nunez and Mayan Silver visiting a silent book club meeting in Bayview last November. You can learn more about Milwaukee's Silent Book Club chapter at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.